Invasive Insights!
Welcome back to Invasive Insights, your monthly update on all things invasive species in our beautiful Shuswap region. You can catch Invasive Insights on the fourth Sunday of the month at noon, and again the following Tuesday at 9 a.m. and Thursday at 4 p.m. I'm Emma, and I'm joined by my fantastic co-host, Shane.
Hey there, folks! We're from the Columbia Shuswap Invasive Species Society, a nonprofit charitable organization. We work hard to reduce, manage, and prevent harmful invasive species in the Columbian Shuswap region. Before we talk about our next invasive species, how about a quiz for anyone who listened to our last episode?
We have a trivia question about zebra and quagga mussels. How many offspring can a single mussel have in 1 year?
1 million! That's wild, right?
That's so crazy. It just goes to show how important it is to stay informed and to take action to prevent the spread of these invasive species. Today, we're focusing on another aquatic invader causing trouble in our local waters, Eurasian milfoil.
Have you ever been swimming in the lake and felt something feathery and slippery slide along your leg?
Ew.
Or maybe you've had your boat propeller get tangled up in some pesky underwater plants? If so, you might have encountered Eurasian milfoil.
It's an aquatic invasive plant that's native to Europe, Asia, and North Africa. It's a submerged plant with feathery leaves that form dense mats just underneath the water's surface. These mats can grow really quickly, spreading across large areas of the lake. It's important to note that we also have a native, non-invasive species of milfoil in the lake. However, the invasive Eurasian milfoil is the one causing all the trouble.
And it's not just a little nuisance. It can cause some serious problems. But before we get into that, let's talk about how it got here in the first place. Emma, can you fill us in?
Absolutely. Eurasian milfoil was first introduced to North America in the 1940s through the aquarium trade. People would dump their aquarium contents into local waterways, not realizing the long-term impacts. Specifically in Shuswap Lake, it likely spread through fragments carried by boats and trailers coming from infested waters.
Eurasian water milfoil was first detected in the Shuswap Lake system in 1981 in Sicamous. Since that first detection, it has spread throughout Shuswap Lake as well as Little Shuswap Lake, Mare Lake, and the Shuswap River. The largest infestation is located in Salmon Arm Bay.
Thankfully, the Shuswap is not as badly infested as other areas in BC, and the CSRD has a program in place to help reduce the amount of Eurasian milfoil present.
So what's being done to tackle this issue? Well, in the Shuswap, we've seen efforts to manage Eurasian milfoil through mechanical harvesting. Rototilling is a control method used where mechanical harvesters cut and remove plants from the water, kind of like mowing your lawn, but underwater. They help to reduce the density of milfoil and open up areas for recreational use.
Timing is really important for this treatment method. You might see these machines working on the water during autumn and early winter when the water temperatures reach 10 degrees or less. At this time, the plant is dormant and any loose fragments are not viable.
These cut fragments float to the surface and eventually reach the shore where they die. The rototilling process has proven to be over 90% effective in reducing plant density. However, it's important to note that the harvesting is a temporary solution. It doesn't eradicate the plant, and it needs to be done regularly to keep the growth in check. However, this method comes with the risk of accidentally spreading other things. Emma, do you know any examples of this?
I do. In 2020, invasive freshwater clams were discovered in the Salmon Arm Bay of Shuswap Lake. The CSRD was aware that the machinery could accidentally spread these clams, and steps were needed to prevent further invasion. As a result, the sites with invasive clams were added into treatment maps, and no known invasive clam sites received treatment for Eurasian milfoil in the following years. This was successful, and to date, no expansion of invasive clams has been documented.
Once Eurasian milfoil is in a water body, it can spread rapidly through fragments that break off and float away, starting new colonies. These fragments can spread easily through boating activities, fishing gear, and even wildlife. Now, let's talk about why this thing is such a big problem. Emma?
Eurasian milfoil creates dense mats that block sunlight from reaching native aquatic plants, disrupting the ecosystem. These plants can also interfere with recreational activities like swimming, boating, and fishing. On top of that, they can alter water quality by trapping sediments and reducing oxygen levels, which can harm fish and other aquatic life.
And speaking of keeping things in check, let's remind our listeners about Clean Drain Dry Protocol. You've probably heard us mention this before in our previous episodes, like when we talked about whirling disease and zebra and quagga mussels. It's the best way to prevent the spread of invasive species.
Absolutely. Clean your boat and equipment thoroughly after use. Drain all water from your boat, including the motor, live wells, and bilges, and dry everything completely before entering another water body. It's a simple but effective way to stop the spread of Eurasian milfoil and other invasive aquatic species.
Remember, folks, we all play a part in protecting our waterways. For more updates on invasive species and to learn more about Clean Drain Dry Protocol, head to our website.
You can catch up on all our previous episodes, including our discussions on whirling disease in the Columbia watershed and zebra and quagga mussels. They're on our website.
On our website, you'll also find plenty of resources and updates. Before we wrap up, we would like to invite you to our local events this summer. We have a bunch of events scheduled, from workshops to weed pulls, farmers markets, boater outreach days, the Wildflower Festival events in Revelstoke, community events, education sessions with summer camps, and so much more. To be a part of the fun, head to our website or our social media channels to make sure you don't miss out.
You can sign up for our newsletter or email us at info@columbiashoeshopinvasives.org to learn more, organize a community weed pull, or arrange an invasive species info session for your team, business, or organization.
That's all for today's segment on Eurasian milfoil. And remember, everyone, help us keep those lakes clean.
Thanks so much for joining us this time, and we'll see you next month on
Invasive Insights!